Hello, and welcome to Netflix Movies Reviewed. I'm your host, Kira Atkins. Let's begin. Today's episode is going to be on romance movies, just in time for Valentine's Day. Romance films are romantic love stories recorded in a visual media for broadcast in theaters or on TV that focus on passion, emotion, and the affectionate romantic involvement of the main characters in their journey that their love takes them through. That, of course, includes dating, courtship, and marriage. Oftentimes, in romance films, there are obstacles that the main character has to go through, such as finances, physical illness, various forms of discrimination, psychological restraints, or a family that threaten to break the union of love. However, of course, in most movies, or at least most romance movies, love conquers all. Because of the popularity in the genre, it's actually one of the 11 super genres in filmmaking, along with action, crime, fantasy, horror, science fiction, slice of life, sports, thriller, war, and westerns. Because of that, it's also one of the few genres, movie genres, that actually can blend into other movie genres. There's actually 10 types of romance films. There's historical romance, romantic drama, chick flick, romantic comedy, romantic action, a romantic thriller, gothic romance, romantic fantasy, and paranormal romance. That being said, I will go ahead on and get started with reviewing the movies right after this. Next movie I want to talk about is The Killers, starring Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl. Yes, it debuted in 2010. However, recently it just got put out on Netflix. Its original budget was $75 million and it made $98 million on its original release at the box office. And you know what? Actually watching it now, a few years after it came out, I actually see why. I can definitely see why. It holds up. There are, of course, there's negatives, like some of the jokes. Like, it's pretty rough. I'm not going to say it because it'd be the end of my show. But if they try writing those same jokes in the movies now, oh, it'd be canceled. That movie be so canceled. But given the time period when it was made, it definitely makes sense. Big pros, though, definitely pros, in my opinion, is that, you know, you get eye candy for both. For both parts of the couple, you know, like, you actually get to see, if you care enough, you actually get to see Ashton Kutcher shirtless. And I mean, you have Katherine Heigl back in her early years, back when she was still popular and still making movies. As far as I know, she hasn't made a movie in a minute, but this was back in her early days. Back when she was like a Hollywood starlet. So yeah, it definitely works out. The plot is still good. The plot is actually pretty funny. So it's about a former assassin who has got married and moved on with life. He is literally one day thrust back into his old life, having to defend his wife while being chased and pursued by a lot of assassins all over town. You gotta watch this to actually get more into it, but that is the bare bones plot of the movie. Of course, things work out in the end, and there's cool explosions, some funny moments, cool gunfights, because it's an action comedy. So it works itself out. First movie I want to talk about is called Hire a Woman. It came out in 2019. It's a Nollywood film, meaning that it was made in Nigeria, and I actually liked it. It was pretty pretty basic, but it was pretty entertaining, no less. The plot is about a guy who is trying to prove to his ex that he has moved on from her and that he's doing better. Of course, as we know from these types of movies, it doesn't go so smoothly, but it's at least funny to watch, no less. What I really liked about the movie is the fact that it showed the affluence in Africa. Like, honestly, this is the first movie that I've seen where they actually had a Chevy Camaro in it. Just a Chevy car in general in like a Nollywood film. Usually I would see like maybe a Volvo or a station wagon, maybe a Toyota, but in this case, they actually showed a Camaro. Now, another great thing is the fact that it's recent. It's a recent movie, so it shows, so at least the sayings or slang terms used in the movie, it's up to date. You can more or less follow what they're saying. And it showcases natural resources and natural beauty in Africa. Like, everyone is actually having a decent time. They're living life. It's not like as if they're really struggling, like how you would see on TV or in the news. They're actually doing good for themselves. The con, though, is of course, it's rather cliche. Like I mentioned before, it's a movie story, or at least as far as romance movies go, it's a story plot that is predictable. Only difference is that they made the main character a guy. They changed his usual job. Well, they changed his job. He's a software engineer. He could be any job, really. But the premise still stands. He's trying to prove to someone that he's actually doing a lot better than what he actually is doing. You know. And there definitely was a funny part in the movie where the drama got real. Like they, like once they realized, like, oh, hey, there's drama we could put in this movie, they pulled out all the stops. A lot of twists and turns. A lot of twists and turns. But the twists and turns, though, it actually helps keep you invested in the movie. So, after all that being said, I would give it a 7 out of 10. I would watch it. Yeah, not gonna lie. I'll watch it again if get another shot. After watching The Killers, I will say I'll give it an 8 out of 10. It was a great movie when I first saw it as a kid. Now that I'm a grown adult, I now understand all the jokes that went over my head, and I'm actually grateful for the fact that it's still a good movie that holds up with time. So it's 8 out of 10. My next movie that I suggest is called Palm Trees in the Snow. It's a historical romance movie. It's supposed to take place back in Equatorial Guinea, the country in Africa, back in the 1950s to 1960s, during this time of independence. It's about how one man, historically, how he actually had loved a plantation worker. And obviously, society and life just wouldn't let them be together. However, his daughter ended up reconnecting and going back to Equatorial Guinea just to continue on where he pretty much left off. Yes, it's pretty steamy, I'm not gonna lie. It's definitely worth its rating TVMA. Like the first 30 seconds, yes, the first 30 seconds, if you're not ready, it hits you real quick. It hits you real quick. I'll just leave it like that. Definitely not something that you would let your little kid see. Not until they're older. What I liked about it though was actually how they shot the movie. You see, in the movie, if you watch the movie, a lot of the plants, it looked like as if they actually were in that country, Equatorial Guinea. However, a lot of the footage was done in Colombia, as well as also in this part of Spain called Huasca Providence. I looked it up on Google Maps. It's the far northern part of of Spain. And like they actually pulled it off. Like I actually, for a minute, I actually honestly thought that they were in Equatorial Guinea. The acting was good, very believable, and it actually made me cry a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, because the story was actually that well written. In the box office initially, it made 8 million euros for a budget of 10 million euros. Yeah, I know that's kind of fell fat, a little flat on its face, but it actually did pretty well. Like, it actually was nominated for a couple awards when it first came out, so you know it was worthy of probably more. It's just that it got beat out the box office by another movie that just happened to be better. What did grind my gears though were the fact that there was a lot of dramatic scenes. Yes, like for instance, in the funeral scene. In the funeral scene, one of the main characters, they got so sad and upset over the funeral that they ran into the forest. Why? I don't know. But they ran into the forest. So, like one of their friends tried to comfort them. Did not work, and they ran deeper into the forest, screaming into the forest. Again, why? I do not know. Don't ask me. I'm not the one that wrote the movie. You know, that's a huge plot hole right there. From other plot holes, though, of course, like I mentioned before, how the granddaughter of the main character in this movie, like, why she would go back to said same part of the country and restart the whole relationship wheel again with that family is beyond me. Like I wouldn't say that, you know, that doesn't happen in real life, but at the same time, it's more of a case of like, how often, you know, how often does that actually happen in real life? And that's what kind of drew me a little bit away from the movie. But overall, though, it was accurate. It was definitely accurate for the historical accuracy, because it definitely showed the harsh realities in the background, the independence for the country itself, Equatorial Guinea. It was going through a really harsh moment of independence away from their colonizing powers, which just so happened to be Spain at the time. So while they're pretty much having all the romantic dramas going on in the background, every little thing being affected overall that's separating them slowly but surely is the independence of that country. So I'd say it was worth it in the end. Overall, I give it a 7 out of 10. It definitely had me in that first half. Don't I'm not gonna lie, definitely not gonna lie. It had me in that first half, but it made up for itself while watching the rest of the movie. Another thing though, I will tell you, it is long. It is 2 hours and 43 minutes. So if you watch this, make sure that you watch this at least at an early enough time to a point where if you go to sleep on the movie, it's not that big of a deal. I would say like watch it say like midday, around like say like 2:30, 3:30. But don't try to watch this movie at 10 at night, because you're gonna go straight to sleep. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's still a good movie, it's very long. It's very long and dragged out. The story in itself, it actually had to be that long. I can honestly see why it had to be that long. It's kind of tough putting together a historical movie in like within an hour. Yeah, that's not happening. Not happening. Did good to have it 2 hours and 43 minutes instead of 4 hours. You know? So overall, I'ma just give it its props. It's a 7 out of 10 for me. The last entry that I have for tonight's show, is called the After series. Yes, just the name alone definitely, when you hear it alone, definitely doesn't sound anything romantic. But it's a romance drama, no less. A very, very, very cheesy, cliched one, but I can't talk too much on it. So it was created by Wattpad Studios. That's the interesting key point about it. If you don't know anything about Wattpad, just know that it's an online forum as well as also an app that you can download on your phone where you're able to read people's stories. Yes, it's a forum for writers that just wants to be famous and want to be popular. Well, now it's gotten so popular and so famous that they're now making the stories actually into movies and TV shows and radio shows. So they're trying their best to branch out. And this series, I believe, is like their first real attempt. Safe to say, in my opinion, it wasn't that good. It was not that good. At one point in its initial release back in 2019, it actually was one of the top movies in Italy for a 10-day total running of 21 million. That's actually pretty interesting. Italy just happened to be its largest market. In the country in itself, it made 2.6 million. Worldwide, it made 21 million. At one point initially, on its release date, it actually was the most rented film on Google Play and Apple TV at one point. Believe it or not. I have no idea how, but yeah, it happened. Just like how like Hire a Woman, how it has a predictable storyline. This one is no different. It's a good girl meets bad boy, and they end up becoming star-crossed lovers. Well, that at least that's the first movie. The second movie, at least, is called After We Collided. It's where bad boy, he gets obsessed on good girl that broke up with him, and he spends the entire movie just trying to get her back. Now, I know I ain't really exactly love guru or anything, but way I was raised, once it's done, is that when it comes to dating, once it's done, there is no use in trying to come back. Like, it was ridiculous how hard this guy was trying to get her back. Really toxic. Really toxic. In my opinion. Because, well, especially one point in the movie where the main character, the female, she got drunk. She drunk called her ex. Well, they did what adults do at night. And then the next morning, she got mad at him for being in her room. Like, she kept trying to like get away from him, but at the same time she kept trying to run back to him, and he just kept trying to get her attention to stay in her good grace. It was really scattered, honestly. Like, you have to watch the first movie in order to understand what's happening in the second movie. And what makes that worse is the fact that Netflix in itself, they present the second movie for the first movie, you know? So when you're watching the sequel to the first movie without even knowing how the first movie works, and it makes you really confused. Really makes the movie that much more harder to watch. But at the same time, though, despite the flaws that both characters have with each other as far as dating goes, gotta say, for my generation, it's pretty relatable. Ah, boy, what can I say? Because this is the last movie entry that I have for tonight's show. I'm just gonna go ahead on and just end it with the score. I'm gonna give it a 3.9 out of 10. I'm not gonna watch this again. Not ever. I'm not even gonna even try to recommend it to my worst enemy. This is just Man, this is not a good movie in my opinion. It's not a good movie. All right, well, I'm gonna try and wrap up this movie review episode on a positive note. So, to all those tonight for Valentine's Day, I hope you guys have a good Valentine's Day. And if you don't have anyone, that's okay too. Today is a day to love yourself just as much. So, have a good one, y'all, and be safe.